Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA Radio Orange and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
Just a little bit over to the right, Mr. Postmaster.
There? Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's much better.
Ah, so it is. La 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 la. Putting up a Christmas tree certainly gets you in the spirit of the season, doesn't it?
And I like your musical accompaniment, too.
Mm-hmm.
But why are you humming Maryland, My Maryland?
It's not Maryland, My Maryland, Miss Message. It's O Tannenbaum, or O Christmas Tree. It's a German song. But I will say that the tune is used by many people, so it's okay to think I was humming Maryland, My Maryland.
I think I've got it straight.
Mm-hmm. And no chance of getting that one confused, is it? Now, Santa Claus is coming to town.
And speaking of Santa Claus coming to town.
Yes, right. Good night, Miss Message. Look here. There's a big green envelope just full of letters.
They're all from Mrs. Goodwin's first graders. Shall we have a go at them?
Well, why not? Just unpack them right now, and I'll take one, and you take one. And we'll begin that way. Here's one from Brad Strother. Dear Santa, I want a BB gun and a tractor. I love you, Brad Strother. And thank you, Santa Claus. And there, I see nearly every one of them's got a nice picture of Santa Claus along with it, too. Very nice done, Brad.
This is a letter from Sarah Hogan, who writes, Dear Santa, I want a disco record and a stuffed elephant and kissing Barbie. Love, Sarah Hogan.
Mm-hmm.
That is a nice picture.
Oh, the reindeer's horns. Oh, that one looks like it's about a 22-point reindeer there. Here's one from Wanda Morris. Dear Santa, I want a play duck. Dear Santa, I love you. Dear Santa, will you take me to the North Pole? Wanda Morris. Love, Wanda. I love Santa. Thank you, Wanda Morris. Go to the North Pole, Wanda? Wow.
Dear Santa, I want a big bounce and a holly hobby. I love you, Amy Louise Nicklow. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Amy Louise Nicklow. Here is Leslie, just Leslie. Oh, sure. Remember Leslie. Dear Santa, I love you. Will you take me to the North Pole for Christmas? Love, Leslie. Well, you'll be a Christmas present for Santa. And look at all those people on the back there.
Here's a letter from Tram Hoover. Tram says, Dear Santa, I would like a gun and a picture of you. Love, Tram Hoover.
Hey, nice Christmas gift ideas, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, look.
That's a good picture of Rudolph on the back. Says, yeah. I love you.
So he does. That biggest red nose I ever saw. Wow. Dear Santa, let's see who this one is from. This is from Amy Aiello. And Amy writes, Dear Santa, I would like a doll and a teddy bear and a Mickey Mouse. Thank you. And a Frosty. Love, Amy Aiello. And Amy had a little afterthought there about the Frosty back on the other side.
Beth Snipes says, Dear Santa, I want a bike, a dancerella, and a doll carriage. I love you, Beth Snipes.
Oh, that's
a good picture, too.
All of that. Wow. That's another you can tell the Rudolphs by the red noses that are shining out there. Here is one. It says, Dear Ms. Claus, I love you and Santa. Love, Carla. Is that, hey, you got one from Carla, too, I guess. That's right.
I think it might be the same.
Uh-huh.
This is from Carla Cook. Dear Santa, I love you. I want a whoopsie doll, and a cat, and a stuffed animal, and a new bike. Love, Carla Cook. A whoopsie doll.
Carla, That's a great idea. I didn't know there was one of those around. I'm glad that you pointed that out. Who have we here? Chris Wells. Chris Wells writes, Dear Santa, I want a truck. I will leave you a piece of cake and coffee. Leave me a BB gun. I want a go-car and a mini bike. I love you. Love, Chris Wells.
This next letter is from a familiar letter writer. It's from David Bloor.
I remember him.
David Bloor says, Dear Santa, I love you. I hope you and your reindeer are feeling fine. I would like a big wheel and a bike chain. From David Bloor. Thank you. Ho, ho, ho.
He's got old Santa laughing away there. This one is from Stephen Tusing. And Stephen has Santa and Rudolph on the back of his letter. Santa is smoking a pipe with the smoke of the pipe circled his head like a wreath. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I guess that. Dear Santa, writes Stephen Tusing, I want a store and a sand crawler. Love, Stephen Tusing. All right, Stephen.
Here's a letter from Lutrasa Gilmore. Dear Santa, I would like a lamp and a TV and a present. Love, Lutrasa Gilmore. Thank you.
More illustrations. These are the most delightfully illustrated letters. Mrs. Goodwin has certainly an artistic class. Dear Santa, who's writing this one? This is from Donnie Dabney. Donnie Dabney says, Dear Santa, I want a dragon man with barbells, an electron space glider, and a play sawmill, and a remote-controlled tractor trailer. Thank you. Love, Donnie Dabney.
Dear Santa, writes Kevin Sharp, I would like a toy Rudolph with a nose that glows. I love Santa. I would like also a remote-control race car. Love, Kevin Sharp. Thank you.
That looks a little bit different, that illustration. That must be a stocking hung by the chimney with care, do you suppose it is?
Must be Kevin opening it up on Christmas
Maybe
morning.
Maybe so. He looks very surprised. He does. All right, Dear Santa, who is this one from? This is from Paul Armour, who has drawn a whole lot of pictures back here, a whole gang of people on the back of his letter. Dear Santa, I love you. Will you take me to the North Pole for Christmas? Another one of those. Love, Paul Armour.
I think we've got another doubleheader this time. I have a letter from Paul Armour, too.
How about that?
Same excellent drawings.
Right.
Paul Armour this time says, Dear Mrs. Claus, will you tell Santa that I would like a bike for Christmas? Love, Paul Armour.
Do you suppose Paul thinks that Mrs. Santa has some special influence with Santa Claus? That's why he's doing that? Here is a letter from Ricky Porter, and the drawing on the back of his is a great huge Santa saying, Ho, 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 Merry Christmas. Dear Mrs. Claus, hey, Ricky is writing to Mrs. Claus, too. Dear Mrs. Claus, I would like to bring you a present. You will see a present on your dresser. Love, Ricky Porter, a clever boy.
Here's a letter from Janine Pendleton. Dear Santa, I would like a bike for Christmas, and I can have another doll, can't I? I love you, and Mrs. Claus, too. Love, Janine Pendleton. Thank you.
Here's a letter from Heather. And Heather writes, Dear Santa, I want a horse and a dog with a Bethlehem set. Dear Santa, I love you. Love, Heather. And there is a picture of Santa and Rudolph is heading off the page. We only see the back end of Rudolph as Santa goes off in his sleigh.
I think this is the last letter. This is from Jennifer Tinder, who writes, Dear Santa, I would like a black and white TV and a play Santa with Rudolph and a play Roadrunner and Sandy Sam with Bugs Bunny and a big saddle. Love, Jennifer Tinder. Thank you. I love you.
And there is Jennifer's living room scene with the tree all decorated and Santa right there.
Rudolph up on the roof waiting for Santa to come
So he
up.
Is, yeah. A lot of smoke coming out of that chimney, too.
Yeah, well, I guess that's about all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Goodwin's first graders really write nice letters, don't they, Mr. Postmaster?
I guess it's because they have a really nice teacher. Mm-hmm. Now, we better pack all these in the mailbag for Sam.
We're going to have to get the extra large sack
this time. I think we are, too. Got that one off. Okay. I got mine. Got yours?
There you go.
All right.
This has got to be one of the fullest mailbags we've sent off this year. Let's see, we only have 3 more programs.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if the mail will pick up any more.
I don't know, but I do know this. I want to remind people that the Orange office of Virginia Federal will be closed on Christmas Eve. So that means that if you want to get a letter to Santa read on the air, you better write it right away. Oh, this one final thing. The office will be closed, but for last-minute letters, you can put them in the deposit slot outside up until noon on Christmas Eve, and they'll reach us in time for the last program.
But I wouldn't wait if I were you. Well, time's up, so it's good night time, Mr. Postmaster.
Good night, Miss Message, and so long until tomorrow.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox, or if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.